West Michigan Congressman Justin Amash is considering a run for president. Amash has revealed that he has paused his congressional reelection campaign while he thinks about running for the White House. For a closer look at that story, I'm joined by Shika Dalmia. She's a columnist at The Week and a senior analyst for the Reason Foundation. She's also a libertarian and lives in Metro Detroit. Hi, Shika.
Hi, Doug.
Amash was the first Republican in the U.S. House to call for the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Then he left the Republican Party. He's now an independent. In one scenario, he could become a Libertarian Party candidate for president. What was your reaction when you heard the news that Amash was thinking about running?
As a libertarian and just as a citizen of this country, I think Amash is a real bright spot on our political landscape. He's the one politician who is principled and is not unwilling to stand up to either party when they depart from his principles. For that reason, I was kind of excited. On the other hand, I think this election is fundamentally for a lot of us about defeating Donald Trump. So the question only is how his candidacy would affect that.
Along those lines, I'm going to name three people for you, and I'd like to ask you whether an Amash presidential run hurts or helps them politically. Let's start with President Trump. Does it hurt or help him if Amash gets into the race?
A lot of people think that Amash's run will hurt President Trump because he will cut into his vote since he has been a Republican. There are many people who are looking, Republicans who are looking for an alternative to Trump without straying from the party. That is definitely a valid viewpoint.
Okay, let's move on to Democratic candidate Joe Biden. Does Amash help or hurt him?
So I actually personally feel that this, in fact, may hurt Biden because a number of people like me who would, in the absence of Amash, vote for Biden will have to seriously consider Amash. There were some polls conducted last year that showed Biden's lead narrowing a little bit with an Amash candidacy. I mean, they weren't huge numbers, but I think there is reason to think that, in fact, Biden may be hurt a little bit by Amash.
And what about Justin Amash, Shika? Does this help or hurt him?
Even though he is one of the most principled politicians out there, if not the most principled one, he is ultimately a politician. And I imagine he would not be doing this if this didn't help him in some way, shape, or form.
Shika, I'd like to turn to the massive protest in Lansing yesterday. People drove their vehicles on the blocks around the state capitol, thousands of them, and then a couple of hundred people actually gathered in front of the capitol, ignoring social distancing measures. They were protesting Governor Whitmer's stay-home order. We have some audio here. Let's take a listen.
I'm hoping that this will open her eyes and it will be heard that small businesses have got to be opened up after April 30th to an extent that is safe.
Right now, I'm just going to ask that you keep going, that you keep doing your part. When we do, we'll save lives and we'll shorten the time frame that we have to take these aggressive actions.
That was a protester who was laid off from her job at a greenhouse, followed by a part of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's response to protesters, which came later in the day. Shika, what is your view of those pro and con arguments for Governor Whitmer's order?
I am not happy about them, but I do accept them. I mean, even libertarians who see only a very small role for the government do see that role as including protecting people. But this emergency use of power is troubling, especially when it is done not in a minimal way to ensure public health, but in a maximal way just because somebody can. I didn't mind the way the protests were originally planned, with people staying mainly in their vehicles. Too many people came out. There were chants of lock her up, and those are all very, very disturbing, not only, you know, from the standpoint of, you know, this is a serious moment and we shouldn't be using it for this kind of political gain, but also because it jeopardizes public health.
Shika Dalmia is a columnist at The Week and a senior analyst for the Reason Foundation. Shika, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me on, Doug.
This is Morning Edition on Michigan.